Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
That's our show.
That's one of our shows, one of our jobs.
Yeah.
Me and Stephanie, how many jobs? We have probably like 12,000 jobs between the two of us.
I have too many jobs right now.
I know. Before we were like, oh, huh, I wish we had work. I'm bored. That was years ago. Now it's like, oh my God, I want to put a gun to my head. So many jobs.
You know, the problem is with this kind of life. The reason it feels more stressful when you do the kind of work that you and I do, even though what we do is very different, but when you're not at a job from every day the same hours, you can sort of get to have some kind of routine. But you and I, okay, this is my most routine I have.
I know too.
Every Monday I come in and I just vent everything from my week on our show, and it's a great time.
Yep.
My other jobs are a little bit more demanding, mentally, sword and skill rewind.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes.
But it takes – you have to listen to it. Then we have to write shit down and find time code and figure out exactly what angle we're going to take.
And you know what else I realize about that this job with sword and scale rewind for us, and I know it happens to you too, is because we're such big fans of the show – we start doing a little bit of a research, and then we get sucked down a rabbit hole. And now next thing I was watching 2 hours of police interrogation video on YouTube. Steven, what's wrong with you? I thought we was friends. Look at all that hair on top of your head. You don't think any of that hair fell off your head? We did. We did.
You know what? You're underrated for your voices.
I love you guys. Got to listen to that. What episode is that?
14? That was episode 15? 16?
I believe it was 15.
It was one with Stephen McDaniel and Lauren Giddings. That's the
that's coming up.
Hey,
what's wrong, Stephen? We were friends. We talked about porn. What's with the underwear mask you got in your apartment, Stephen?
Actually, I think that's 16 then because he's on alone. That's like the alone episode. So that would be episode 16.
You got any friends, Stephen?
We didn't do 17?
No, we did 15 and 16.
Okay. Yeah. Well, our heads get all spinning.
Honest to God, as I was getting ready to go out on Saturday afternoon, which I'll tell you about, I was watching as I was getting ready because I couldn't pull myself away. Even though we already recorded the episode, I made a note to watch the video.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to watch it right now. Because I was talking like him all morning and I was telling Adam about the cop. And he was like, what is that, a woman cop? And I was like, no, it's a guy. It's actually two guys. And then I played it for him, a little bit of it. And he's like, oh, yeah. He sounded just like, you didn't think any of that hair fell off? Well, it did.
It did. And then the other one that we were doing the impression of was the other – was the one
– the kid?
The one that was – no, the one that was interrogating Byron. Oh. Byron White. Yeah, Byron Allen.
Yeah.
For the one – the home invasion where he shot the kids that were invading his home.
Mm-hmm.
And we all argued about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And that one was in Minnesota.
Nice.
And he was like, okay.
He was trying to be like his friend.
Okay, so you shot him in the face? Okay. Okay.
So did you put him in the – did you – what'd you do after the body? Did you just mop it up? Is that what you did?
So you just wrapped him in a tarp? Okay. Right.
Okay. 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 Yeah. Okay. 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 So all he did was say okay. Made it sound like it was his friend, like just taking notes.
So the Stephen McDaniel one, so –
that's
this is,
phenomenal.
Yeah. It's so good. But so I was watching that, just relating with you. I went to go watch the video in preparation for our episode.
Yeah, I did it after.
And then
that's
I started – then I found this interrogation show on YouTube called – I want to say it was called like The Fifth Element. And it was with this guy who murdered women in Canada. And they showed this whole – the whole interrogation where they get him to confess. And it's in a 1 hour episode of this show. And they go from the guy just going, I don't know. I wasn't there. To they very slowly sort of set a trap for him and show him all the evidence. And the guy's really nice the whole time. And he ends up confessing. And it was so fascinating.
Because
I just watched the entire
saying,
thing. And I was watching it from like midnight to 1 a.m.
Yeah. Because you were saying they show how they break the suspect down.
Yeah, they have it. It's a full-on technique.
The whole interrogation techniques, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then the detective would go like, okay, so now watch this. This is where he tells him – he tries to make it feel like he's his friend.
Right.
This is where he gives him an option. Like, do you want this to be like – do you want people to think you're a monster? You know, like give us – there has to be a reason why you did this. And then you just – they're like, okay, watch his face. You could see it working in his brain as he's trying to think. And then watch his body language. Watch how he nods his head along with the detective who's questioning him like he's agreeing. And it was so fascinating. And then I told Mike Boudet, I was like, you should do an episode on this guy, the serial killer from Canada. And he was like, no, we tried it. It's not going to work.
Okay.
And then I was like, fuck off, dick. And then he goes, wow, that escalated quickly.
Sword and Scale Rewind, every Wednesday, new episodes.
Yeah. Guys.
You like podcasting?
We'll help our podcast stay free to download with minimal ads. The responses are going to help align the appropriate advertisers to our audience, you know? No more MedJet.
That's right.
This survey is short and completely anonymous. It takes no more than 5 minutes. There's two easy ways to help us with the survey. Go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or go to podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. If you filled out the survey in the past, we thank you, but can you do it again? You do all of us at For Crying Out Loud and Podcast One a huge favor by filling it out. Thank you for supporting our program and taking the time to complete the survey. You guys rock.
Yeah, Mike August told me a little bit about how they figure out downloads so the advertisers know how much to pay per whatever, because it's still a very unknown process. Like, they really do not know how many and then how do they know if the people, even though they download an episode, how do they know that person listened to that ad?
Right.
You know, if you're a company paying for an ad, how do you know that person heard that ad?
Well, mostly it's if they use the code.
Yes.
But when they don't have codes, I guess it's hard to tell.
Right. They want to know how many earlobes are listening at a certain time and if they heard it, even if they don't use the code, like if they heard, they have this whole thing.
Right.
Like, so they're still perfecting it. So you guys love podcasting. Help us out. Do us a solid. Yeah.
So the third love comes back.
Yeah.
Comes back aboard. We love you, third love.
Yeah.
Also, you know who else we love? Brooke Linen.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah. So
we need it.
Brooke Linen. You guys you guys like sheets.
I love sheets. Everybody needs sheets.
Oh, my God. I went and told John this morning. I was like, guess what, honey? We're getting new sheets.
I know. I'm so excited.
And then we did a little happy dance.
Yeah.
Because sheets, man, it's sort of like – for a lot of people, the last thing on your list. But it's the nicest treat when you have, like, nice new sheets.
Yes.
And also, when you wash your sheets a lot, they tend to, like, get holes in them.
Right.
Eventually.
Right.
Not Brooke Linen.
No.
No. These are amazing sheets, and they're high quality, and they're at a price that's not going to keep you up at night.
Nice.
Yeah. This says this in the copy, but it's honestly true. Buying great sheets is an easy way to upgrade your life.
That's true. And I always am confused. Like 400 thread count, does that really make a difference? Or 1,800 thread count, does that make it? You know, I go to Target sometimes. They got the softest sheets in the world. And they're like a low thread count. So yeah. I never know.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the tricks is that it's the material that they're made with.
Mm-hmm.
You want a certain material. You don't want super high thread count a lot of times because
right.
they shred.
Yeah.
You can't wash them very much. So, but Brooklinen cuts out the unnecessary markups and the manufacturing waste to offer great designs and exceptional savings across their collection. It's luxury bedding and it's underpriced, you guys. So here's what you're going to do. To get $20 off and my favorite thing.
Free shipping.
Yep. Use the promo code FCOL when you go to brooklinen.com. And that's spelled B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N. They are so confident that you're going to love your new sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty. I just hope that if you return your sheets, like they don't then send them to me.
No,
here, Lynette didn't really care for these, but you might.
Ignore the spray tan stains on them. That's part of that sheet design.
Okay. Yeah. Get $20 off of free shipping. Use the promo code FCOL at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com.
And they're a husband and wife company, a team, which
that's
I
cool.
like. That's cute. Yeah. That's nice.
It's like you and Adam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
miss those kids.
You guys, I am so enjoying the For Crying Out Loud. Sorry, I moved away from the mic for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook page. The For Crying Out Loud Reel It In.
Reel It In. So tell me what's going on.
A couple
over there.
People need to reel it in. But other than that. I promised myself
on?
I wouldn't complain about anybody.
No, tell
on the
me.
Site.
Tell me.
No, everybody's awesome.
Except for.
Well, one person was trying to start a problem. You love these kind of people.
I do too.
Did you see it? Did you see it, Kaylin?
No, I didn't.
One person was okay. Here's the thing: some people didn't care so much for our Laura London episode.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, which is totally fine. Look, I don't give a shit. Everybody's worried, like, oh, is Stephanie going to get mad at us for not liking an episode? I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
it's not going to change.
Right.
Somebody wrote on there, "Hey, love your show. How about no more dog episodes?"
Okay, here's one thing I wanted to say when I saw that, but I was just too – I can't just type and I can't see. But I did post something. I did post something when I was sitting waiting for Sonny and his appointment. But what I wanted to say with those people is, what do you guys think? We're doing dog episodes now every other Tuesday?
Right.
What the hell?
Those are the
we
same
one
people.
Episode.
Right.
One episode. That's it.
Right.
She doesn't have a new show coming here for Crying Out Loud spinoff with us. Like, what do you guys think? We're doing a show with dogs? Okay, so we did one episode. All right, go back to life.
Exactly. So then somebody else wrote on that same thing, like, hey, I don't really love it when you guys talk about your old jobs. So then I wrote, and just being funny,
yeah.
I was like, so let us know what we can talk about. Because if you,
right.
no dog episodes, no politics.
No,
don't talk about your past and your old jobs. Like, we get tired of listening to Xander conversations. So tongue in cheek,
right.
I was just like, right. okay, oh, no housewives talk. You
oh,
know how
okay.
they complain
yeah,
about
yeah.
that. I was
uh-huh.
like, maybe you could give us a little list of topics that are okay with everybody.
Yeah.
And we'll try to stick to those.
Yeah.
And then somebody else was like, am I going to get kicked out? I thought this was a group for, like, giving constructive criticism
yeah.
or whatever. And
yeah.
I was like, well, not – no. I mean, you can.
Go ahead. Right.
But it wasn't – I didn't create it. I wasn't like,
right.
hey, does anybody have any notes
right.
for us?
Right.
I'm going to set up a group for you guys so you can lodge your complaints. And I'm going to check it every day and be sure to respond
appropriately.
Yeah,
and by the way, like, you guys can produce the show too if you feel free to produce. Send us notes. Produce, book your guests that you like. Tell us what we should talk about on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Right.
What?
It's just funny. Because
– it is funny.
Because, by the way, people – we have noted that people don't love it when we have guests.
Yeah, got
so
it.
So we rarely
right.
do have guests.
Right.
Every once in a while we think like, hey, this person seems like they'd be a great fit for the show.
Yeah.
If they're not, they're not.
Exactly. And by the way, guys, we were recording on Labor Day. So
yes.
what do you want from us?
Yeah.
Like, we had a lot of brain power to have to – pull up energy to get an idea and thoughts and stories out into the microphone. So we thought it'd be great to have a guest to take the load off a little bit.
I know. Every once in a while, it is really nice to hear someone else's story.
Yes. I thought she was great.
I did, too. Some people thought she was, like, harsh. But this is so interesting. Just this is not even responding to that. But what I really responded to her energy because – and I wrote this on the page, too. I think I have, you know, mom issues. So I like it when somebody – sounds authoritative, like they know what they're talking about.
Like
it makes me feel safe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm in a nice warm bath. Like someone's like, yeah, no, don't do it
don't
that way.
Don't do that.
I like, especially if they're loving.
Right, right.
Of course I don't like it if somebody's judging me and telling me. But if somebody's – if somebody knows way more about something than I do.
Absolutely.
And wants to tell me.
For sure.
I don't feel shamed. Like,
I know.
And when – I mean she told me when she came to my house, don't let the dog sleep on the bed and don't let her on the couch. And I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
She's sleeping on the couch. Yeah. I mean she's – that's not going to happen.
Right.
But I wasn't like, how dare you tell me not to let my dog sleep on the couch.
In my own home.
I was just like, I won't be listening. I won't
be. You take
I'll
the notes.
My best.
And then you
–
right, exactly.
But I like – that I like her tone because – and I think it was a matter of you have to be in the room with her to know that she's not really being a bitch.
Yeah, I guess she's maybe
just kind
if
of
just listen to it maybe. I didn't think that at all. I was the whole time thinking like it, no wonder she has a TV show because she has such a strong personality.
You have to have a strong personality.
Yeah, everybody around me has strong personalities. So she's like a blip in my radar. I got bigger problems.
I know.
No, so, she was great.
Yeah, so the
I
point was
her.
And it doesn't what the good podcasting. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is of course people can say their thoughts and I don't care if people go like I didn't care for that episode. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Right.
I mean, listen, you're going to write that. You should probably know that Laura London's in the group and she might come back and see it. If you don't care about that, I don't.
Right.
I mean,
fine.
I'm sure she can handle a few people saying they didn't love her tone. Whatever.
Right.
I'm not going. But the person was like, "Well, I just want to know what to expect. Am I going to get kicked out of the group? Are you going to delete my comments? Do I do that? Am I a crazy person that's just like, how dare you say you didn't like her tone? Delete, delete, delete. Get out of my house. I mean, who cares?
Bill Simmons, delete.
You know what? It's just was. It just kind of made me laugh.
Yes.
And then,
I know.
Anyway.
So people what else are they saying, though? What else are they? Anything
else? Oh, they're
else?
Just talking amongst themselves about issues they're having and crazy moms and all sorts of fun stuff. It's a hilarious, awesome group. I am loving it.
Yeah.
I love reading it. All the posts come up in my feed and I'm like – I comment a lot and it's really fun and supportive.
I put – I commented. I put a post about my emojis.
Right.
Because I didn't know what's the difference between a blue heart and a red heart.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does that
know.
Mean if you're a Republican, you get the red heart, and if you're a conservative or a lefty, you get the blue? I don't get – what is it?
I don't know. Did anybody answer it?
I don't know. I never went back and looked. Because then I put – I found the teeniest, tiniest other emojis that I get that I can't see what it is.
Right.
Like I just put a bunch of things like I'm over 40. I need glasses. I can't see that stuff. So anyway –
I know. I'm like, if I do emojis, it's always going to be very random. It's going to be like a birthday cake, like a high heel.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. I'm just getting some stuff.
I have like my three ones. The one with the kissy face for the kids and then like the winky face. That's like my normal one I use for the other moms, I guess, so that they know I'm not being a bitch.
Right,
I'm just joking
right.
around.
Right.
And then like the mad one or something or in the left. That's it. So I got and I got the hat. I got the thumbs up.
Yeah.
And I got the fist pump.
That's good.
That's it. That's all I got. My repertoire.
I feel like no matter what I do, even if I do emojis, other moms are going to take me wrong.
I am.
Because I am very deadpan and sarcastic a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that sometimes people walk away and don't know I was joking.
Right.
And then I can't believe – like I – sometimes I say stuff that's so obviously funny to me.
Right.
Like who would say that?
Right.
And I think that they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe she said that.
Right. That's why you got to put the winky face.
You're right. I should always put a winky face.
Winky face. Thumbs up.
You can kind of get away with anything. You can be like, shut up, cunt.
Winky face.
LOLs.
Oh, my God. So I went to see Hamilton.
I know. What the heck?
I know. It was Natalia's birthday present from way back in June, and I had to work on getting tickets, and I got them.
I thought she went to Disneyland for her birthday.
Yeah, that too. Did we go to Disneyland?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but we didn't. Yeah, we did. But I kind of want to see Hamilton my own self.
Hey, so, I'm not judging. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. So I got four tickets.
How'd you get the tickets, if you don't mind my
asking? I just went to Ticketmaster. And you know what? I looked at Sundays. I looked at off days, like Tuesdays, Sundays, daytime. I don't think they had daytime during the week. But anyway, so we got – what did we do? We got Saturday daytime, 2 o'clock over the weekend. And they were like, I don't know, like $250 a piece.
That's it?
$300. Yeah. But – I mean,
that's really good.
But I got them a while ago, so I got them in advance. But now if you look, they are way up more. But I just went to Ticketmaster.
How many did you get?
I got four.
Oh, so you all went.
Yeah. Well, it was me and her three friends, her and her two friends.
Oh, yeah. No Sonny?
No, Sonny kind of wanted to go. And now Adam wants to go. And now I'm like, well, now you got to buy the tickets. I don't know. But Sonny and Adam want to go. But it was so phenomenal. It was moving. I can't even have words to describe, but just the talent alone, just the writing, just the script, like who writes all that? And they're rapping really fast. And Natalia and her friends, they know every word to every song. Like they are addicted to that soundtrack.
Isn't it insane that of all the things for kids to be obsessed with,
right,
like a Broadway musical about history?
I know. Isn't that insane?
And they're like crazy for
going
it.
Crazy.
They're crying and
oh
like
– oh, my God. They were tears. They were they were
like – I did that for Sean Cassidy, not like a play about history.
Right. Right. Like I didn't know A.Ham was. I kept hearing A.Ham. And then I see the shirts, the merchandise, and there's hats that says A – sorry. A. Yeah. A.Ham and then A.Burr. So there's A.Burr, A.Ham, and in their songs as they're rapping, and they say it like so fast. And then I realize, oh, it's Aaron Burr now. Got it. All right. But still, just the talent was unbelievable. But one of the highlights was when we left, I mean, I parked in the, you know, it's Hollywood and no places to park, parked in like stacked parking next to the theater. And we walked out and there was like a small gathering of people and there was Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson signing autographs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the kids get autographs?
Yeah. They were like, oh my God. Oh my God. There's Alexander Hamilton. Oh my God. And they got, I don't know. I sent Kaylin a picture if you want to pull it up, but I took a, like Natalia's doing this like selfie with Alexander Hamilton.
Aww.
And she looks so happy. It's the happiest I've ever seen. If you can, there they are. That's them on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, they're all dressed up.
Oh, they got
cute.
All dressed up. If you see there, that's Natalia
taking the selfie. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I'll post it. The guys were so sweet. One of them was cute. That one to the right, he played Jefferson with a big afro. The dancing, I mean, it was so moving. And like all three of us were crying. We had tears because when he was singing, he got emotional and got teary eyed. And it was just like, unbelievable. Like little Cammy, by the way, she's going to rule the world someday. She was just like, I can't believe Mrs. Carolla, the words that they say and how much I learned about history. And it's just
leave it to her to be like,
I know, right?
She's excited about the learning experience.
Oh, totally. Yeah, exactly. And then
her mom must have been like, are you kidding? You're taking my kid to Hamilton?
They already saw it. She already. Her and her husband and Cammy saw it already, but Olivia didn't. And Olivia's just as excited as Natalia. And then Cammy, I sat next to Cammy, and she, like in certain scenes, she'd go, this is the really sad scene. And then she'd hold my hand.
Aww.
And then she'd look at me, and she'd have tears in her eyes. And then she would hold Natalia's hand, and I'd look at the two of them, and they had, like, the three of them had tears in their eyes.
I wish my kids had feelings.
Oh, they do. How dare you? It was great. It was one thing I have to say that was insane. One thing they do is they did this move where they're dancing. The stage moves. It rotates, but in a slow, you know, in a slow motion in some points. But they're dancing and then they stop and they do like they do this move. They stop, they freeze, and then they do like a rewind, of what the move they just did.
Oh, wow.
All in sync. So it looks like a video. It looks like they all did this move, they stopped, and then they all went backwards, like a rewind. I was blown away. I was like, wait, can you do that again? Can you do that again? It was insane. Get the chills. It was really good. Highly recommended if it comes to a city near you.
I really would love for LB to go. The tickets are so expensive.
They are.
Right
but
now.
If you go, if you can go, see, I got them back. If, you know, you got to get them like months ahead of time is the best and try and go on off hours. Actually, Stephanie, actually, I can get you two tickets for house price, which
really?
Is like $170. I think that's what it is.
How can you get them?
And I would have got them, but they're like, it's only two people. You can only, per household, and you can only get it one time only. And I was like, thank you.
I'll send
you,
John
but,
with Elby.
But no thanks. Yeah. I said I have to get four tickets. So.
Oh. How do you have access to that?
No. So then I went on ticket. Mike August with theaters. He's got relationships with all the theater
Okay,
managers.
We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'll take you up on it.
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
You can do it. I would love to be able to send Elby for her birthday.
Okay. I'll email him. I said, sorry, I can't do just two tickets, but thank you. And he's like, no, I understand. Go have fun
I
on
can.
Ticketmaster.
No, I can, though. Yeah. I would love to see it, but Elby's dying.
Yeah.
And I would be happy to send John with just Elby for her birthday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So good.
And it's playing like on her birthday.
Yeah.
So I would buy the ticket. I mean, I know there's tickets available.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That would be great. I'm so excited to hear that.
Yeah.
So the Pantages has a thing mm-hmm. where you can join or whatever. You can get a package, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do it for next year.
That's a good
it
idea.
It doesn't include Hamilton. But you can get you have to pick four shows. I want to do Aladdin.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Aladdin, School of Rock.
Yes.
And I want to see Waitress.
I want to see Waitress too, but I don't know if they would
No,
like it.
But what you can do is if you can just do two seats.
Oh.
You can pick four shows and you can just get two seats to two and they're not expensive.
Okay.
Because it comes out to being like $50 a ticket mm-hmm. for some of the shows.
Okay.
So for Aladdin, I would order like five tickets for that one and five tickets for another one. And
yeah.
Anyway, and you can do like a payment plan. You could pay it
That's
monthly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a cool thing that some other moms were telling me about.
Oh, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah. I want my kids to go to see theater.
Theater. Yeah.
Theater.
Alexander Hamilton. So
So the kids loved it. So that's fun. Mm-hmm. And Sonny wasn't like too angry?
He had a basketball game.
Oh.
Which I hate doing this. Do you know? Okay. All right. Should we do an ad and then I'll tell you about what a bad mom I am?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Here's one.
Yeah.
I was absolutely paid to say this and it's 100% a commercial for an ABC television comedy.
What?
Yeah. Are you enjoying the honesty?
I am.
Do you like it when people keep it real?
Yes, I do.
Well, then I have the show for you. It's ABC's hit comedy, American Housewife. That's perfect for our audience, by the way. They're back on a new night Wednesdays at 9:30, 8:30 Central, after Modern Family,
your favorite show,
starting September 27th. Watch your favorite brutally honest, totally relatable mom, Katie Otto, along with her husband, Greg, work to ensure their three kids don't wind up like their uber-wealthy neighborhood Joneses. The everyday obstacles of their Tony town make them feel like it's them versus the world, and Katie meets the challenges with unconventional gusto, determined to come out the winner. This is one mom who knows her quirky family is perfectly imperfect, and she's far from sorry. This was the perfect ad, by the way, to read before you tell a story about
totally
being an imperfect mom.
Yes.
Yes, critics say American Housewife is a must-watch, unapologetic, and a brave new take on the sitcom mom. So it's the new season. It premieres Wednesday, September 27th at 9:30, 8:30 Central, after Modern Family on ABC. That's American Housewife.
Oh.
Also.
Yeah.
Scientology.
Yeah. Have you been watching it? Because
yes.
I have not had a chance to watch anything.
Oh, my God.
What's going on? What's happening? Who's she busting?
It's so good.
She's scratching people's eyes
out with
her
nails.
Well, the
last one I watched was the round table where they went through all the – that I believe we talked about last week, where they went through all the – how you move up the bridge.
Yes. Yeah.
Into
OT. Yeah.
Yeah. That we were –
Sea Org and all that.
Yeah. It's just – when you watch this show, first of all – I know that Leah Remini is a little bit
abrasive,
polarizing, like some people. But I just love her.
Yeah, I know. I love her too.
I mean,
she's got guts, man.
She's got balls.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She's got balls. Yeah.
Yeah. And nails.
And nails. Oh, she's all balls and all nails.
But, you know, to go up against Scientology, when you watch the show, you know what I love about the show especially is this sort of the sense of danger you have at the beginning where they do the disclaimer where Scientology disagrees with everything. They strongly deny, blah, blah, blah. They think Leah Remini's stupid and sucks and is a criminal. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, they go off on and they have to show all those disclaimers.
That's insane.
You just go, wow, A&E is just like – it's like, you know.
They're under the A&E. What do you think they did? Do you think they just threatened A&E? And A&E is owned by what? Like Time Warner? Aren't they owned like by a big conglomerate?
I'm not sure.
Aren't they part of like History Channel, A&E?
But they're taking a big risk.
Yeah. So the Scientology must have made a big threat, a lawsuit.
Their lawyers are no joke.
No.
At Scientology. They ruin lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would
– they're probably parked outside of our building right now. They probably already heard that we're talking about them and they're pulled up outside.
Yeah. They make James Baby Doll Dixon look like a Labrador.
Well, this is a really good show and I highly recommend that you watch it. Catch up on all the episodes on the A&E app. And
it's on new episodes
Tuesday at 9 p.m. But I just DVR them so that I can watch them all in a row before I go to bed at night.
Yeah, because sometimes I watch them and then I'm like, okay, I want to watch the next episode.
All right, so Bad Mom, tell me.
You know what? I binge watched only 4 episodes and they were 22 minutes long on Showtime. It's called Naked Sanctum, but it's spelled S-N-C-T-M, Naked Sanctum, on Showtime. And I know about it because I was a guest on the Suicide Girls show, and she told us at the time, this was months ago, she got invited to like a sex party, okay? And she met her now fiancé at the party. He's a pilot.
Are you sure this wasn't Susanna Brisk?
Oh, my God. I get her emails and I read all her blogs. And it's just enjoyable reading. It's so fun to write. Just so much fun. Sometimes I forward it to you and circle and, you know, read this. This is highly recommended reading. But no. But it's the way the guy does it. So first of all, I thought the guy was a douchebag, but now I kind of have sympathy for him and I like him because they talk about his life. He was married and divorced. He was like 2008.
So it's real? This is like –
Yeah. It's
real.
Like a documentary. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in Los Angeles. He caters to the rich and some famous. He does it once a month in New York, but he does it monthly here. And he hired like this guy from this British guy who – has hotel management experience, so everything is perfect. All the candles are out. He hires the chef. That guy hires the chef for the night. What's on the menu? Then he has this ball buster girl. She's Russian or German. I think she's German, and she's got this German accent. I can't do it. She's gonna sound like she's Latin, but she's very like petite, and she's a dancer. So she hires like the women and the guys. They do like auditions where people come and they're like, you have to take your clothes off, you have to crawl around on the floor, and then you can go. Like, basically we have to get to know, like, make sure you're not
on
drugs.
That sounds like the kind of porn you like.
I know, it's weird. So the first episode, the girl that I saw at the Suicide Girl was in the first episode. So she was invited to the dinner party. Anyway,
there's sex parties?
It's what it is like a theater. Sometimes he does dinner parties, but mostly he does like at a mansion. You have to, if you're invite, you have to enroll. You have to like log in or something. It costs like $15,000 a year for the year if you want that kind of a membership. But there's other kind of packages. He prefers couples to come, not just like single dudes or chicks. He really prefers like couples at the party, and they're all it's black tie masquerade. It's all done in red light. So you walk in, so it's very private. Nobody knows who you are. And they have like these girls and guys like with chains, like pulling a girl, like, you know, and so like
sounds
BDSM.
Like that movie, that Tom Cruise movie, right?
Yes,
with
it does.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes, yes. It's, they compare it to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Out.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes yeah. Wide Shut. It's exactly. That's what it is. Just picture that. And then like so.
Are people having sex though?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But the girl. The girl.
And are they sex worker? Like, are they hired to have sex or do just random people start having sex?
Well, what happens is the
what
crowd.
Happens?
What happens? The people that are invited start to relax, I think, and then they start to get into it. So they have to do a little show. So they're paid. I don't know if they actually have sex, but the girls like do like scissoring and stuff like that. And I mean, they start to have sex. Yeah. And she'll say, okay, so she'll do the audition. She'll do the, like, run through. And she'll say, okay, scissor, scissor, scissor. Then you crawl down. Then you go over there. Then you butt fuck her from behind. And then you come on this side. And then you're like a kitty cat. And you go that way. And then you go that way. And then it's like she choreographs this whole show.
Scissor, scissor, scissor.
Yeah, and she says, scissor, 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 fuck, fuck, fuck. And
oh, my God.
It's insane. I know. It's incredible. I was just like, huh? Wow. I
need to see this show.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's Football Sunday started. Dun, da, da, da. And actually, Natalia was home with me, but Sonny and Adam were gone yesterday. And she was in her room, like all up in her room, like talking on the phone and doing her thing. And I started watching it. And then I had my hand on the trigger in case she walked in. And of course, like she walked in right in the, like, sex part.
Scissor, scissor.
Scissor, scissor,
hey,
scissor.
Natalia.
I go, oh, boop, 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 boop. Pause, exit, get out. Like, what do you want? And she doesn't even look at the TV. She's like, Mom, are we going to leave now? Can we stop at Trader Joe's? I'm hungry. Meanwhile, it's like scissor, scissor, scissor behind her.
Oh, my God. I love it.
That was funny. I know. It was, yeah, that was my Sunday afternoon yesterday. There's four, well, now there's five. I think it's they come out every Sunday night.
So was that your bad momming?
No, sorry. Oh. yeah, part of it, yeah. Okay, so Adam's – we're friends with this – so Adam does, you know, father-son fantasy football. So he gets to know the other dads in the neighborhood, right? So Sonny's got like five dudes that he's really close with, like really – like that they do stuff with. So whenever we go to a game, the dads are there. Whenever we go – whatever. So he gets to know these dads. So there's a couple – there's one couple – very sweet, very nice. The mom is super sweet. I don't hang out with her, but the like Jensen's mom does, Elaine, like the other moms that I'm friends with hang out with her. But we're friends. Like, okay. So he decides to throw her a surprise 50th birthday party, okay, and at a place near our house on Labor Day Monday night, evening at like 5 o'clock. But no kids are allowed to
okay.
come. Now, where were you and I on Labor Day? Working.
Working.
Right.
In the afternoon.
Right. This party was at 5:30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So here's what happened. So I had to coordinate. Ironically, they had Sonny come over. Like, so she didn't know. Obviously, it's a surprise, right? So she texts me, and it's kind of random because we don't usually get together, our boys.
Right.
Not on a regular basis, but they do from time to time. She texts me and she says, what's Sonny doing on Monday, on Labor Day? Can he come over and play with Connor? I said, sure. You know, okay. I'll drop him off. Then I come to work and I forget all about it. And I get a text and she goes, what does he want from Subway? And I was like, all right. while we were doing the podcast,
right.
Like, he'll take a salami sandwich, blah, 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 blah. And then I text Adam, drop Connor off. Drop Sonny. He knows where Connor's at. Drop him off, please, at 12. I text Natalia and him. Natalia responds right away. And she goes, okay, what time? 12:30. Okay, got it. So he drops him off. Then he comes here. We are podcasting. We're done at like 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
4:30. So then I get a text from Adam, what time are you going to be home? I said, should I go pick up Sonny? And he's like, no, I already have him. Now – meanwhile, when Sonny got dropped off by the dad, he says to Adam,
by Adam.
Yes. So at the end of their play date.
Oh, the dad took Sonny home.
The dad dropped Sonny off back home, right?
Got rid of him because of the party.
Right,
because
they
got to
get ready to the party. And I don't know what to say to her because I'm like, what time do you want him out of there? Like,
right.
And she's like, oh, he can stay as long as you know, whatever. And then I told Adam, I said, can you find out what time we're supposed to get him? You know, and Adam, by the way, I told Adam about it, but like a week ago. You think he's thinking about Connor's mom's that he doesn't even know who's who, what's going on,
yeah,
what day it is. So, and we're podcasting, so I can't pick up the phone and explain to Adam. I can't text him. I'm just going, just get Sonny out of there. So the dad drops Sonny off at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and the dad says, so I'll see you in a little bit at the party. Adam has no idea what he's talking about. Adam's like, oh, yeah. Are the boys getting together?
Oh, no.
And he's like, no, you know, at the party, you know. And then Adam just goes along with it. He goes, oh, yeah, okay. Okay. And the guy's walking back to the car. So Adam's just like going, I'll just agree and then figure it out later.
Right.
So he's like, yeah, okay. We'll see ya. The guy gets in the car and then Sonny knows. And Sonny's like, Dad, the surprise party. And he's like, what surprise party? It's a surprise party for Adam, basically, because Adam's like, surprise.
Right.
There's a party that you have to go to in 2 hours that I RSVP'd on the Evite a month ago that we would go. But here we are podcasting.
This is so the story of my life.
Right?
This is me every day. What did I agree to a year ago?
See?
First of all, screw all these people that plan stuff too far in advance.
Oh, my God.
Plan your events a week ahead of time, and then I'll know if I can go or not.
Yeah. But then, no, they got a hook on us because – They got one up on us because the Evite goes like 3 days before and goes, so you RSVP'd, right? See you there, you know? And then you're like, oh, shit, that's right. Okay, yeah, okay. But then meanwhile, me and you decide we're going to podcast on Monday. We're going to knock out a bunch of episodes, blah, blah, blah. So now
– Yeah, we had to because
of ads and stuff. So meanwhile, I get a text as we're talking about murder cases from the mom going, what does Sonny want on a sandwich? I go, oh, fuck, because the night – before, she sent me a text saying, does Sonny want to come over? And I told her, I'm like, yeah, sure. What time? Noon. Okay. And then I completely forget. I leave the house. I say goodbye to everybody. Adam says, we're going to come to the warehouse in a little while. I'll bring the dog and the kids. And then I get the text. So anyway, now back to Adam. The guy says, see you at the party. They leave. Sonny goes, Dad, there's a surprise party for the mom. And he's like, whose mom? He's like, the mom, Connor, the place I just came from, he's throwing the party. And I was like, well, your mom didn't tell me that. Are you sure? I don't know. Really? Mom didn't say anything about that. Yeah, I didn't. He's right.
Right.
So then I get home and it's like 4:30.
And let me guess, Adam is totally dressed and ready to go to the party.
Right. And is totally dressed as in still wearing his flip-flops and his cargo shorts up feet on his desk with the T-shirt that he's been wearing for his Michael. Who's that guy's T-shirt, Kaylin, that he wears all the time? Michael?
Rappaport.
I am Rappaport T-shirt. And his hat. And he's just looking at his Twitter with his feet up, waiting for football Sunday to come around next week. And I was like, so Adam, there's a surprise party for Connor's mom, and he's like, oh, he goes, Sonny told me, he goes, but you didn't tell me. So there is a surprise party. I said, yeah, there is. And he's like, well, why didn't you tell me? I said, well, I did tell you like a week ago.
You're like, why didn't you tell me? A text would have been nice. When you were alerted that there's a party, a text would have been nice.
Right. That's right.
I was really busy earning money for our family.
Thank
at Sword
you.
And Scale.
Thank you. Thank you. You're right. And by the way,
must
he
be
got
nice
the Evite.
To just hang out in the house and look at Twitter while I'm working.
Exactly. By the way, he got the Evite too.
Right.
You don't think he opened it and read it?
No. Because we're the Julie cruise director on the Lido deck figuring out what the next activity is.
Right. So now it gets a little worse.
Okay.
So he's like, well, do you want to go? And I go, well, the kids aren't – no kids are allowed. And he's like, well, then what do we – I mean, the kids can stay home. It's like right up the street. We can pop in, say hi, drop off a bottle of wine, and then surprise, and then leave.
Right.
But it's at 5 or 5:30, and I don't remember.
And now it's like what, 4:30?
And now it's like 4:45.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just got home from podcasting. Last thing I want to do is go surprise. and fake smile and talk to
people. Surprise,
people.
I didn't do anything with my hair. I know. Surprise, I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah. Surprise, I didn't get you a gift.
Yeah.
Surprise, I left your gift at home. That's my main line. Like, oh, shit, I forgot the card.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's right on the console table. I meant to grab it on my way out the door. Oh, I hate that.
So then, okay, Adam says, well, what are we doing then? And, you know, at that point, if I said let's go, Adam would have got up and went. Because he was hungry and, you know, it was a restaurant, chicken place up the street. It wasn't fancy or anything, but it's, you know.
Right.
So, Honeybird, have you ever been there?
No.
All right. Anyway. So, I said, no, I don't want to go. And he goes, all right. Well, what are you going to – I'm just going to say – because she knew I was working. I was texting him, I'm recording, so talk to Natalia or talk to Adam.
Right.
Like I was trying to – so she knew I was working. So he's like, well, I'll just tell her you were working late. So now – couple days later, fast forward.
Okay, so you did that.
I didn't say anything. What I was going to do was get a nice bag with a ribbon and a card and a bottle of wine and just put it on her porch. I was going to do that.
That sounds like more work than just showing up. But then you'd have to bring something anyway if you showed up.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, go to the grocery store. There's the bags, you know, the wine, whatever. And that was my plan. That was my intention. Did I execute it? No. Never happened. So now 5 days later, I have to take Natalia to Hamilton. Sunny has a game in Costa Mesa, which is, I don't know, an hour at least.
It's way farther.
It's far.
Yeah,
right?
that's where I record my radio show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
It was an hour and 40 minutes without traffic.
Okay, well, this gets 2 hours and 40 minutes worse.
Yeah.
So he's got to go to the game. And I'm like, okay, so Jensen's mom, he can go with him. Well, Jensen is on a different team. So he's not playing at the same time as Sonny. Sonny's playing in the afternoon. Jensen's playing in the morning.
Oh, no.
Sorry. All along, Jensen's mom was like, I'll take him. But then at the last minute, 2 days before Saturday, Thursday, the coach says, I split the teams for the tournament, and that's that. And so Shannon was like, I'm sorry, I can't take him. The only person that can take him is Nathan or Connor's parents.
Right.
So I go to Nathan's first and say, can you take Sonny? And she's like, oh, we're not going. Nathan's going to go with Connor's parents.
Oh, no.
Why? I get backed into a corner. So now
you're like, hey, Connor's mom, did you get that bottle of wine that I left on your porch? What?
No.
Somebody must have stolen it. Can you take my kid to
ADT? My first thought was, my first plan of attack was, Sonny, come here. Yes, mom? You don't really want to go to that game on Saturday.
Oh, good one.
You?
That's where I would have gone first, too.
Really? It's far.
Yeah.
And nobody's around to take you except for Connor's parents, and they're already taking Nathan. So they got their hands full. And he's like, no, can you just ask Connor's mom? But it's the dad, actually, that takes the kids.
Oh, boy.
The one who just confirmed
that Adam was coming to the party.
Right.
A mere hour and a half later.
Right.
And then what happened?
What happened? So Sonny's like, yeah, I'll go with Connor's mom. Just do that. I was like, fuck. So now I had to like tail between my legs, like text her. Hi, Miss Joanna. I'm so sorry I missed your party. I hope it was great. I hope you had a great time. But were you surprised? You know, I was working that day. I worked until like 7. I didn't get home till late. I'm so sorry. And plus, we didn't have anybody to watch the kids. And Adam didn't know what was going on. No, I didn't say that. I'm so sorry. P.S., can you possibly take Sonny to the game on Saturday? And then she writes back, oh, it was great. She's so sweet. She writes back, oh, it was great, blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about it. And then she said, actually, Brian's taking the boys.
Oh, no.
And I know he's got Nathan, so I don't know. Let me ask, you know. So I'm like, oh, my God. And then she comes right back, and she's like, no problem. Just drop him off at 12:30. I was like, oh, thank you. So then now I got to get a gift. So now it's the night before, she says, drop them off. So now it's Saturday morning.
You have to get a gift so that you can be like, I have had this for you. It was sitting because I was completely planning to go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what
I said.
So
the gift is already bought.
Yes. I even said it in my text.
So don't feel bad.
Right, right. I have a gift for you.
Yeah.
So this is now Friday night. Now I'm a dilemma because now Saturday comes around and now the girls are getting dropped off for Hamilton. They're all dolled up. They're getting dressed. It takes 2 hours for them to get dressed.
And you're like, I got to go to motherfucking Ralph's and go get
totally.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not because I got sucked into that FBI video that I was telling you about. Steven.
Oh, my God. This is my life.
Oh, my God.
You're
still
just
in my
you're
pajamas.
Just telling me. You're just reading a page out of my diary.
Right. Still my pajamas. Adam's gone, left for the day. And I'm like, all right, I could find something around here. I hope she doesn't listen. I'm not going to get in trouble, right?
No.
I probably will.
No, you won't.
So I go to the garage once again. Why do I screw myself?
Was that a Patreon story that you told? I mean, it was one of my favorite stories ever that you told about the birthday party.
The little birthday boy
from out of town?
Yes.
Erica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Erica.
Where you found the
Trader Joe's.
And then put it in the Trader Joe's bag and wrapped it with toilet paper?
Uh-huh. Because I didn't have anything.
Because you found the remote control car or whatever.
I found some. God.
Okay, your garage is like a treasure trove of riches.
No, it's like
presents.
It's got like 4 or 5 presents that the kids don't want, and I keep them for this emergency.
Right.
But nothing for a 50-year-old woman.
Right.
You think she'd want like a remote control?
You didn't have like some kind of like a skin, some like Kopari lotion.
Oh, I should have gave her my Rodan and Field stuff. Thank you, Stephanie. Now, why
yeah, and
I
a
think
bottle
of
wine.
All I was thinking was,
so
and then
she could
I started
get drunk
thinking,
and give herself a facial.
Well, I was thinking wine, but then I was like, does she's so like very sweet and proper. She might not even drink.
Maybe cocaine.
Maybe, but I don't have any. If I
a little
did,
blow.
If I did, but so now, side note: a couple weeks back, Natalia goes to Office Depot with Olga. Olga texts me, do you need anything? And I said, you know what? I could use a little notebook, a cute notebook to keep in my car to write things. So Natalia finds one and brings it to me, and it's small. It's a little smaller than I'd like, you know, to write your notes down.
Right.
It says positive vibes on it, and it's kind of cute and pretty. So I'm like, I think I'll give her that.
Oh, my God. I love
and
this
a bottle
story
of wine.
So much.
So I found a bottle of wine out of the garage. It's like hot. And, of course, no tissue. No
right,
tissue.
Right.
But Olga's like, it's in the attic. And I'm like, I ain't going up into the attic.
You need a gift wrap room like Tori Spelling,
totally,
like Aaron Spelling.
I just need like a bag that has this shit in it, ready, available. Don't put it up in the attic where mice are. I'm not going up there. It creeps me out.
Where mice are.
I have to pull the ladder down. It's heavy. It's going to hit me in the head. I'm still
right.
Watching the FBI tape.
Right. It's not worth it. Like, that's worse than going to Ralph's. You got to climb up into
the
attic.
Yeah, I'd rather go to Ralph's. So then I'm like, all right, so I'll give her this little notebook and this bottle of wine. I'm looking at it going, okay, I don't know what it is. How
right.
much – is there a price tag on it? No. Okay, perfect. Put that in one of those like generic white gift bags. Like you get like as a gift bag when you're leaving a birthday party, you get those little white with the little handle on. It's just plain
right.
white. I happened to find one, thank God.
Right.
No tissue.
Right.
Then I find a card, thank God. Joanne, I'm so sorry I missed your party. Happy birthday. Enjoy, blah, blah, blah. So put the card in there. Put the bottle in there. Put the book in there. Go drop my son off to them. Here he is. Go hang out with him for the next 7 hours in Costa Mesa. Thank you very much. And also buy him dinner on your way home. Like, that's what they did. I didn't want them to.
Right.
Because I
hate
asking people for that kind of stuff. So, and then I said, happy birthday. This is for you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Then I come home that night. It still gets worse. I come home that night. I gave Sonny $10 in case he had to buy something when he was there, like a snack. So there's the $10 on the table, his duffel bag, his socks that he used for basketball, and Joanna's card all sitting on the table. And I was like, what? How did the card get out of her bag and here on back on the table? And he's like, I don't know. It was in my bag. And I was like, how'd it get in your bag? And he's like, I don't know. I put the fucking card in there. Because you know why? How I know? I – uh-oh. Now that I think about it, I might have left it. No. No. I put it in there because somebody gave us a candle a long time ago, and there's a blue ribbon wrapped around the candle, and it's been sitting there collecting dust in the corner right. At Adam's office for 3 years. Nobody ever lights it. I look at that. I see the blue ribbon around it. I untie it. Of course, I can't untie it because it's fucking knotted so tight. I cut it. Of course, it shreds. And I tie it around the top in like in a little bow. And, you know, it's just like hanging with shreds. It's horrible. Right. And I was like, here, happy birthday. Take my son. And there you go.
Oh, my God. I love that story so much.
But then the card is still sitting there. You know what I want to do? I want to take a picture of the card and go, look what I just found sitting on the counter. You must think I'm a moron. I give her a bag with a bottle of wine and a notebook, no tissue in a generic white bag, no card. Here you go. Here's my son. Bye. Going to Hamilton.
Have fun. Hope you feed him.
Yeah. My God, I'm an asshole. I am an asshole. That's horrible.
But she's nice. She's not holding it against you.
The dad must go, what the hell is wrong with that?
He doesn't know. The dad has no idea.
I don't know. You know, he's hard to figure out because he's kind of quiet. Nice guy, but quiet. But he throws his wife a surprise party. And then the worst part was him going, see you at the party, Adam. And now I'm going, huh? What party?
Well, you gave her a surprise, too.
Surprise.
A gift, like a week late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just keeps on giving.
You know.
What are you going to
do? I thought it was thoughtful that you gave her anything.
Me, too.
And I
really
feel like we've all
you
been there.
You would have done that.
I would have done the same thing you did.
Yeah.
I have. Remember the time – this happened so many years ago, but remember when I gave somebody a gift and I reused – like the bag I reused so it had a note on it that was like for Michelle from somebody else. And I got there and I was like, oh, no. And it was on – it was
on
like
– top of the thing.
On the bag. Yeah, so
– so now what are you going to do? Like you can't
– you can't. You couldn't rip – I'd have to rip it off of the bag. It was like a big sticker that was attached to the bag that said like to Michelle from Nicole. I don't know how I had this bag. It was like some reused bag.
Right.
I mean, look, we all understand reusing gift bags, but that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was like – because it really could have seemed like the whole gift was for somebody else that I was just re-gift. The whole thing was a re-gift.
Yeah, that's true.
But man,
a white plain bag with no card with a blue ribbon that's still got the knot. You know, it was tied in a knot. I couldn't untie it. So then I went to cut it and then it was hard to cut. I thought it was just going to snip.
Right.
No, it had to cut. And it was shred. I'm not good at making – then I'm like, I'll hide it and I'm tying it. I'm trying to hide it, make a bow and it – shreds all over the place.
You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start – and you know I won't really start doing this.
I know.
But this
I know,
is some
know,
I'm saying. I'm going to start – when I see something cute that somebody like me might like. I don't know, like a nice candle. Or something. I'm going to buy stuff like that and I'm going to keep it in a closet.
Yes.
And I'm going to have some gift bags and some tissue paper.
Right.
For emergencies.
Me too.
So that I don't have
We're
to
not
scramble
gonna have-
every time.
We have nothing for earthquake, but we have tons of stuff for fucked up birthday parties that we forget about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
And this happens to me, too, every time for the kids' parties. I do not buy ever mm-hmm. anymore. And if you're listening to this, just know this is true about our family. I don't shop for gifts anymore for kids.
Me neither.
Gift
Me neither.
Cards.
Yes,
that's all
that's
you
it.
Need. Mm-hmm. Kids love them. Mm-hmm. There's why – I'm not ever buying like Hot Wheels again or something that someone's going to go, oh, I have this already, but thanks.
Right.
Even for my nephew, my sister-in-law was like I was asking for gift ideas. I didn't want to be too impersonal with the sister-in-law and get, you know, a gift card for my nephew, even though I think he would have appreciated it more.
Mm-hmm.
So – I shopped and she was like, just get him like he loves games like board games or books or whatever. Of course, the game I got him. He was like, oh, I already have it. Thanks. Mm. Thanks, Aunt Steph. But it's OK because some of the parts are broken of my old one. And I was like, whatever. Have a good day.
Or your mom could put it in the garage and use it for a re-gift.
Re-gift.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Listen, when people give me gifts like that kind of stuff, I love it because then I can keep it aside and I can re-gift it. You know?
I know.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And you know what? Somebody's – something that you get, like some can't – like I personally love scented candles.
Me too.
I love them.
Listen,
I love smelly
one.
Lotion. Yeah. I love all the kinds of stuff that other people like to re-gift.
Yes.
You want to buy me something from the Body Shop or Bath and Body Works or whatever, I'm all in.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think
I'm going to bring you some Rodan and Fields. I got a ton of it.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I'll take some anti-aging stuff.
Yeah.
All right. This is a good show.
Oh, man.
Another good show. Before we wrap, I do want to say that if you want to join Patreon, you should.
Yeah, you should.
You know what? That reminds me, though. We're going to talk about, before we completely wrap, our sponsor, Homer, the Homer Method. So look.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I'm doing this with Sadie.
You are? That's cool.
Yeah. Sadie is, you know, the reading thing, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, not all kids love reading.
Right.
You think they're all going to?
No.
Not necessarily.
Be nice.
And some of them have a hard time and they don't like practicing and they resist reading time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my Sadie. Mm. But this is where Homer comes in. Homer's built the only learn to read app that's powered by your child's interests. And it doesn't have to be for when they're learning to read. It could be that they read.
Right.
But they just don't love it and they find everything like too hard.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they base this on your child's interests. So
that's really
instance,
cool.
Yeah, like if your child loves robots, you know, they will have suggestions and books and things for them to read that are about robots.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, it's the only method that's powered just by your kid's interest. And it works.
Okay. I'm going to get on it.
If you use Homer just 15 minutes a day, you will see growth in the early reading skills.
Wow.
So they help you figure out and craft a program just for your kids. And they can figure out where your kids are, like what level they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Homer. It's an app. It's available on your iPhone, your iPad, or on the web. It includes 1,000-plus phonics sight words and ABC lessons. There's 200-plus stories for toddlers, preschool, and kindergarten. And you can help track your kids' progress.
Nice.
Yeah. So here's what you're going to want to do. Let's see now. Kaylin, what are these people going
to
do?
As brain on
to get
you'll get
going
2 months.
Homer.
You'll get 2 months free by visiting learnwithhomer.com/forcryingoutloud. And it's kind of light. You can't see it.
Oh, okay.
2 months free. You'll get 2 months free by visiting learnwithhomer.com/forcryingoutloud. Not F-C-O-L, for crying out loud. And that's learnwithhomer.com/forcryingoutloud. Get 2 months free.
Nice.
I'm going to do it.
Okay. And
you know what? I'm sorry. I thought I remember I had to print out new copies of that for this show, and it is F-C-O-L. I remember I had them change it to F-C-O-L. That's a new copy I had to print that I forgot to change for you.
Okay.
So why don't you just pick it up with and, you know, get all this at Homer.
Okay.
You know, so you can take out the where to go part. I'll just go and go to.
Okay. Okay. So what you do is go to learnwithhomer.com/FCOL and get 2 months free by visiting learnwithhomer.com/FCOL. Go. Do it.
Yeah.
And Patreon.
Patreon is on. And by the way, I have a Patreon story that we can record after this that is kind of juicy and can't keep it on the real show. So if you want to just give $5 a month to me and Lynette, you can listen to all the extra content.
Yeah.
We don't even do that at levels. $5 a month, a dollar a week, basically. And you listen to every week we do extra content and you will get it.
Yep.
On your Patreon app. So join up on Patreon. And if you do it at the $50 level, we're going to give your business a quick shout out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that only breaks down to being like, what, like $15 a week?
And listen, by the way, I'm impressed with the business shout outs that we have, because these businesses, they've been with us for a while now, months on months. They could end it at any time. So it must be helping them.
Absolutely. Such as Valerie from Usborn Books and More. She's an independent consultant. They do like kids' books.
Nice.
Yeah. And you can email her at V. Okay, this is a little bit hard, but it's V Amacias, VAMACIAS 2001 at Gmail. Or you can go to Facebook, Vamacias.usborn. Borne, USBORNE. Okay.
Okay.
The Wayne Foundation. That's our boy Ulysses.
Yes.
Yes. He pays us every month because he is such a big supporter of Jamie Walton, who runs the Wayne Foundation. It's a nonprofit. It's dedicated to helping girls get out of sexual trafficking. It's very important to Ulysses and to us because we're against sex trafficking. Go to waynefdn.org. to help and find out more. Preppy Prodigy is a boutique school supply company started by a stay-at-home mom. For every item sold, a spiral notebook or pencil is donated to a child in the foster care system. That's pretty cool. PreppyProdigy.com. Ashley Duchesne is a family photographer. She's out of San Diego, if you want to use her. And she co-hosts PhotoSpark, which is an iTunes podcast. And you can find her at Ashley, AshleyDuchene.com. Kate Marengo, interior designer. I'm going to take a picture of my living room and send it to her so she can tell me what kind of freaking couch to get. She runs a design service, interiorchicago.com/interior-design. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy. It's a podcast where she helps moms find their identity again after motherhood, something so important. You can check out her show at shamelessmom.com. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus. She adds the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Clevenger.juiceplus.com or Tish Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R at sbcglobal.net. Callie Weber.
Yeah.
She does Stella and Dot, man. I love Stella and Dot, and I forgot her shout out last week, so I'm going to make it longer this week. Sorry, Callie. I think Stella and Dot stuff is really fun, and they have jewelry
Speaking
for all
of gifts,
occasions.
Yeah.
Stella and Dot,
Go on there and get gifts.
Or go to someone's, go to her Facebook, at Treat Yourself, and buy a few things to have around the house to give to, like, a mom for a last-minute party.
Yeah.
Michelle McKibben is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. You can reach her at 707-208-8302. Or email her at mckibben.michelle@yahoo.com. Heather Nesbitt, she does the LuLaRoe. We got a lot of these independent business ladies. So go to Facebook, Heather N. LuLaRoe, to check out more of her stuff. And LipSense, you want to get some waterproof lipstick that lasts up to 18 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Find it at Kiss and Makeup by Brooklyn. That's on Facebook, or email Brooke at heartofbrooklyndesign@gmail.com. All right, I'll do a few more next week. And one more thing, ADT.
Yes. Yeah. You want to be safe. You want to keep your family safe. You want to keep your pets safe, right?
First of all, I have ADT. Yeah.
Stephanie has ADT.
I do.
You guys should have ADT too.
It's a service that just makes me feel more confident when I go to sleep at night and I set the alarm so that all the doors and windows are alarmed.
Yeah.
It gives you that sense of peace and confidence.
Right.
That
right.
ain't nobody coming in your house
when
you got ADT protecting you.
That's right. And also if you got like tweens at home and they're starting to be home alone.
Yes.
You can arm the house and leave and know that peace of mind. Yeah. So go and get yourself some ADT.
Yeah. And you can – they will come over. An ADT rep will come over, check out all your doors and windows and figure out exactly what you need. Mm-hmm. They're not going to oversell you. They're going to tell you the levels of protection.
Yeah.
And you'll get all your codes and you're just going to feel safe.
Yes.
And you're going to have that sign, but it's going to be more than a sign because you're really going to have ADT. They've been around for 140 years. Visit ADT.com to learn more. For license information and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com. All right, Lynette, this has been really fun.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Engineer
Thank
Kaylin.
You.
You're a parent now.
Yeah, don't F it up.
How does a bastard orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, They placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away, across the waves he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation rained. Our man saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside a boy saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead or destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord. Trading sugar, cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Skimming for can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, headed for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
In New York, you can
just
be a new man.
Way.
In New York, you can
just
be a new
way.
Man.
Trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done.